Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The American Civil Liberties Union, better known as the ACLU, is an incredibly well-funded and powerful organization that refers to itself as America's premier defender of the rights enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Some, including many Montana legislators, would say the ACLU's defense of the rights enshrined in the Constitution is selective at best, while others would go further and describe the organization as a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party. Case in point, yesterday the House Business and Labor Committee heard Senate Bill 172, the Religion is Essential Act. This bill would clarify in Montana law that churches cannot be treated differently than any other business or organization in times of pandemic or natural disaster. It seems simple and logical, but the ACLU took the lead in opposing the bill. They always begin by saying they of course support the free exercise of religion, then go on to oppose every bill that enhances religious liberty. It would be laughable if it weren't so tragic and predictable. Yesterday, it appeared the committee had enough when Representative Steve Galloway of Great Falls called the ACLU lobbyist to task. During the question and answer period, he called the lobbyist back to the podium and asked if it was true that the ACLU bills itself as the defender of civil rights. She said it was. Then he went on to ask where they were when churches were being shut down during the pandemic. Why were they not publicly condemning the fact that churches were being shut down while grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores were allowed to remain open? And why didn't the ACLU, a well-heeled organization with a bunch of lawyers, not file lawsuits to get the churches opened back up? Conservative legal organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Center for Law and Justice filed lawsuits, and they were successful, clear up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So where was the ACLU? At that point, the ACLU lobbyist began a dance that would have made Fred Astaire proud. She did the sidestep, the two-step, and the backstep, finally finishing with the misstep when she pretended not to understand the question. Representative Galloway was followed by Representative Marshall from Hamilton, who was then followed by Representative Durham from Eureka. All were dogged in pursuing the same line of questioning. Where was the ACLU when religious rights were being stripped from citizens during the pandemic? They were AWOL, pure and simple. In the end, the three legislators made their point. The ACLU selectively deploys its resources only to left-leaning causes, and a quick review of its webpage reveals why. Things like the freedom of speech and association and religion are sometimes in direct conflict with their main goals of supporting abortion rights, gay rights, and gender rights. It's why the ACLU stands arm in arm every day at the Capitol with left-leaning groups like Planned Parenthood, the Montana Human Rights Network, Montana Women Vote, and Forward Montana. It's about time they got called out for the blatant hypocrisy that has plagued the organization for years. Legislators are tired of the ACLU claiming to defend civil rights when they work every day to undermine bills that do just that. We applaud Representatives Galloway, Marshall, and Durham for asking the tough questions, because democracy works best under the bright light of truth. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.